Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Bill Guerin didn't miss many games back in the day, I can tell you that. In fact, he lived to play, and he played through injuries, and that was part of the defining part of his career and why he was able to ascend now to general manager of the Minnesota Wild, and he joins us now. Bill, thanks for joining us.
Good. Thanks for having me on.
What you know, I use that word durability. In hockey, we talk about durability and tough guys. What does the word durability mean to you, and where do you put that in your own list as to how you prioritize a player's value?
Well, I do think you have to have some durability. You know, if you're not in the lineup most nights, then your value as a player drops. And you know, I think it's, you know, in the world of hockey anyways, durability, pain threshold, all those things it's a matter of pride with a guy. But first things first, we want to make sure that our guys are healthy, they're taking care of themselves. And, you know, on the flip side of that, you need to be able to play with some amount of pain. And, you know, there's an old saying that the only game you're 100% is your first game.
Yeah, maybe.
So there is some truth to that. But like I said, we want to make sure that the guys are healthy and not putting themselves in a bad position. But you know, bumps and bruises we can get through. And then there's serious matters that you really got to look after.
Why is the team so good right now, Bill? What's happened in the last couple of weeks here?
Well, you know what? I give these guys a lot of credit. And, you know, the players and the coaches deserve all the credit here. They've come together. They never wavered from their game plan and from their belief, even when things were at their worst at the beginning of the season. And, you know, when you battle back and you get to 500 and then you pass 500, you get a certain level of confidence, and they've earned that. And, you know, they've got some good confidence going right now and some swagger. And I think they believe that they can win every game on a given night, and they can play, you know, they can win a lot of different ways. So it's nice to see them doing very well and see some happy players and coaches around. It makes the game more fun.
Bill, obviously you got to the game late in terms of when you took the job by management standards, and so you come in and you have to take a little bit of a laissez-faire approach to it and see what you think of it. You know, you have to assess things that you haven't seen before the first time around. But that being said, what do you look for? How, you know, going forward, you'll make different decisions in the offseason, the trade deadline. What does Bill Guerin look for when he sits in his seat this year and right now?
Well, one of the biggest things that I look for right now is character. And to see how the players and the coaches react in tough situations. And, you know, right now I've been really pleased with, you know, the way that our players and coaches have responded to, you know, there was some skepticism at the beginning of the year and how we would probably do. There was a not so great start. And, you know, it takes character to move by that, to not let it bother you and to battle your way through. So, you know, that's one of the first things. You know, I knew a lot of these players as just players from scouting games and watching the Minnesota Wild. But to get to know them was really important to me. And then to see them in how they react in tough situations is really important. And, you know, they're doing great.
You know, leadership in locker room, we hear a lot about. You are a leadership in locker room guy. But what does that mean to you? To have great leadership in a locker room, in a hockey locker room, means what?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I think that you have to lead by example. And mm-hmm. if you're gonna have anything to say, you're gonna have to back that up as well.
Yep.
So you gotta back up what you say. And you know, to be a good teammate, it doesn't cost anything to be a good teammate. You know, you can, you know, you're going to have good nights and bad nights, but you can be a good teammate every night. And I, really believe that we have guys in that dressing room that are leaders and are kind of leading the way by being good teammates, and they pull each other up when they're in a tough spot, and they give each other a kick in the ass when they need it.
And isn't that, I mean, sometimes people get confused by the definition of a good teammate, because a good teammate doesn't mean you're always putting your arm around somebody and saying, hey, things are going to be okay, if that person you're putting your arm around isn't doing the work that's necessary to hold up their end of the bargain. Being a good teammate sometimes is just that, getting in somebody's face and not caring about the consequences because you're doing it for what's best for the team.
Without a doubt. Being a good teammate, you got to tell the truth. And sometimes, sometimes a guy does need your arm put around him. Mm-hmm. And, hey, look, don't worry about it. You'll be better. We'll do this next time, whatever. And then there's sometimes to deliver a tough message, like, you got to pick it up. You have to do that. We need you to do this. The team needs you to do that. And it's not personal. It's just having the courage to deliver a tough message. And, that's leadership, and that's being a good teammate. And I think we're getting that.
Bill Guerin is our guest, general manager of the Minnesota Wild. They won again last night, 5-4, down in Florida on their swing. Won 2 here this week so far. Go to Carolina. Bill, Kirk Cousins was talking, Garrett Bradbury, their first-round pick of the Minnesota Vikings, was citing Cousins as sending him a text to tell him that he was doing a good job the other day and what it meant to him. And then we asked Kirk Cousins about that, and he says, well, when I was a rookie in Washington, I didn't know if I was on foot or horseback. I didn't know how I was being evaluated. I didn't know what anybody thought of me. And he said one day, Mike Shanahan, the veteran Super Bowl champion coach, called him into the office. And he said it was only about a 2-minute conversation. But all he told me was he liked what he was seeing from me, and I was moving in the right direction, in essence. It was a piece of encouragement that I needed at a time more so than he'll ever realize the impact on it. And that's why I did that for Garrett Bradbury, the same thing, because sometimes with young players, we get so caught up in telling them what they need to do to improve or to get to the next level or to play in the power play, whatever it is, that we forget to tell them how many good things they're doing and that they are heading in the right direction. What's your theory on that with young players and knowing when? Because it is easy, because we always want them to get there quicker and faster and to be, and we sometimes forget to tell them how good they are at this stage of their career.
Yeah. And I think in management and in coaching, you always, you're never 100% satisfied. You're always kind of picking out, oh, okay, well, this guy could have done this. This guy could have done that. And you really do have to push yourself to, okay, that we know what he did wrong. That's glaring. That's on the video. We know, everybody knows that. Let's try to focus on what he did well. And if you take a step back and you do that, a lot of times you find out that the good outweighs the bad. And we just tend to focus on the bad for some that who God knows why we do.
But you can't get to where you are and where other people are if you don't focus on constant self-improvement. So it's really a fine line catch 22 thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. But I know as a player, you want to, sometimes it just feels good to have whoever's in charge just come over and say you're doing a good job.
Yep.
And that goes a long way.
Yes.
With the players. And you know what? They deserve that. They earn that when they're playing well. It's not, they're human beings. That's how you would want to be treated. And you know what? When they're struggling, some guys react differently to, different forms of coaching or motivation. But, some guys are, they just want help in some sort of way. If they're struggling, they don't need to be, embarrassed or this or that. They're looking for a way out of that slump or the struggle. So our job is, Bruce's job and his staff as coaches, my staff and management, it's our job to help those guys get out of that. It's our job to help them be the best players that they can be, not to just, leave it up to them to figure it out. Mm-hmm. We have to help them figure it out.
Yeah, and when that car's going, I think the analogy is best is how quick can the coach get the car out of the ditch or before it goes in the ditch, in essence, right? Because they're going to go towards the ditch. How quick can you straighten it out?
Yeah, and I think that's really important to notice when a player's game is starting to dip. You get them in there right away, because if you let it go and you let it go and you let it go, next thing you know, he's lost his confidence. Mm. Confidence is a really, really powerful thing in not just in sports, but in life in general. So we want to prevent any of our players losing their confidence.
I could talk all day about this stuff. It's interesting. It's fun. I just appreciate you coming on with us today.
I've got all day.
And you would do. I could tell that this is but it is what makes your job fun, right? I mean, it's trying to figure that out every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I tell you what, we've got a good coaching staff here. We've got great players to be around. And it's been nice to see these guys turn their season around and enjoying themselves.
Thanks, Bill. Look forward to seeing you at the X.
All right. We'll see you there.
You bet. Bill Guerin, nice enough to join us. Lindis Construction time is 2:48. Time to learn why Lindis is the top installer of LeafGuard brand gutters in the world. I'm going to tell you when we come back about a Hall of Fame speech that I heard that speaks to just what he talked about and how one player that didn't know that they had it in them became a Hall of Famer after one piece of advice from one coach. Stay with us.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.